Today, let's talk channels, the definition of the channel, who's in the channel, what means the channel, and what ecosystems may mean for the future. Do we need to save the channel? This is the Business of Tech. I recently spotted what I considered an odd hashtag on LinkedIn, save the channel. The thread started with a really positive message. What type of competitor sees the finish line in sight and slows down? Answer, no one. The top competitors go all out to finish strong. It's quarter end, let's help the channel speed up and make a strong finish. Everyone I tagged is a fierce and winning leader who loves to win, wondering who they would tag. In the thread, I ended up getting tagged, and that's certainly very flattering. Sure, I like to win. I mean, I'm a gamer. Of course I like to win. There's a lot of really smart people on the thread, and it generated a lot of enthusiasm. I looked into the thread. It's a marketing effort from the JS Group, which is a well-known channel consultancy group. They're very well-respected and work on a lot of channel programs. I've never worked with them professionally, and I do know they work with a lot of vendors to help develop their channel programs. Most of the respondents to the thread work at vendors or have sales quotas around vendor products. I was struck by a thought that the channel that needed saving wasn't my definition of channel. This is what I posted. Who actually is the channel we're saving? If you're thinking in quarters, you're a publicly traded company, and not those that I spend my energy on. Monthly performance is what matters to technology services providers because hitting those monthly targets is the key to operational success, and quarterly performance is really just symbolic. Expenses hit monthly. Payroll and rent won't wait for a vendor's quarter. Sprint to the end says hit a sales quota. And I'm running a business performance marathon that outpaces and outdelivers, a monthly machine that delivers each and every step, and it's not a finish, but a journey, because each step builds that machine. And if you perform that way, you're saving the channel, the partner. Now, I didn't get any real responses to my comment, which I admit bummed me out because I wanted to know more. It's made me think a lot about the word channel. The channel is an interestingly overloaded phrase. It's used to refer to the indirect sales path for technology, which takes technology and the resulting services delivered not from the vendor themselves, but through the sellers to those end customers. There's a lot of pieces in that channel. The vendors, distributors, and the services companies, and even within those three, there's more. There's the channel chief, a vendor employee, and their channel team, which are generally sales or marketing staff who deal with partners, who are also the channel. It's a lot. Ready to make it more interesting? Jay McBain at Forrester has broken this out into his trifurcating channel market, where there are now three parts to the non-vendor side: influencers, transactors, and retention channel. He's right, it's not a monolithic, single type of channel. So here's where it gets really complicated. By my count, if we're adopting Jay's channel, and I'm totally on board with this, we actually potentially have as many as 8 entities that can be the channel. The distributor and vendor channel team, the influence channel, the transactional channel, the retention channel, and the distributors, vendors, and channel companies themselves. That's a lot of channel. Cue little Bruce. I'd argue that the channel that the JS Group is talking about saving is the vendor channel, the distributors and vendors they do business with. It makes perfect sense. And if they're concerned about layoffs within these teams, such as we've seen with some vendors during this time period, I totally get it. It's implied in the reference to quarters in the social media post. But when I think of channel, I'm thinking of the partners themselves. As I illustrate in my comment, I'm far more interested in the services company definition. To be fair, that's the group I spent all my time thinking about, those services companies that do business with end customers. Let me be clear. Both are right. They're both reasonable use of the word channel, although totally confusing. Understanding which entity is being talked about determines relevancy. A lot of thought leaders running around, particularly now, with an opinion on what the channel is doing or what's best for the channel. The question you, the listener, needs to ask yourself is, which definition are they using? Which often very closely relates to, how do they get paid? If you're in the business of consulting with a vendor or distributor on their go-to-market, you are looking at the space with a different lens than I am, and both are legitimate. That said, if you're a services provider, you need to understand that the definition of channel is not the same, and adjust accordingly. Even a title like Channel Chief may be confusing, because they may not be a chief of a channel you care about. Jay reminded me that the word of the day is actually ecosystem, that the word channel is too far linked to these transactional partners. Ecosystems are collections of people, process, and technology linked together to push toward a common goal. In this approach, even those non-transacting partners are recognized because of the collective contribution to the system. Now, why do we, a solution provider or technology services company, care? Here's an analysis lens to apply to your partnership. If they are measuring you purely on legacy metrics, they're not going to be the supplier of the future. If their only concern is a quarterly sales number, you're talking to the wrong supplier. They're asking you about marketing effectiveness or making a distinction on your sell-to or sell-through efforts or talking to you about adoption rates and renewal rates. They get it. Providers, start educating yourself on this language of ecosystem. And I caution to avoid channel ones. Besides being outdated, they're confusing and likely to be used by a supplier of the past, not one of the future. Words do matter. So take the time to think about the ones you're hearing because they are telling you so much about their position. And you want to be dealing with the ones moving you to the next level. Thanks for listening to this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.